You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
More Dukes and Bell.
This is fun.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Thursday. The Open Championship is underway. We'll get you caught up on a leaderboard coming up. Appreciate all the texts and comments on social media in regards to the World Cup. It's interesting because, you know, some people like, I ain't going to do that. I'm not watching that. And then you find yourself watching it, and all of a sudden you find yourself liking it and being involved. And then all of a sudden, guess what? It gives you something else that you can say, all right, if that's on, maybe I'll check it out. I said to Mike, I don't know. We talked about this, guys. For example, Atlanta United's in action tomorrow, okay? Mm-hmm. They got a matchup in Nashville. I don't know if more people, because of the World Cup, are going to pay attention to MLS.
Right.
It's such a unique event, Mike. And the fact that your country, that's the other part. So people are paying attention because, again, that pride that goes into it. But maybe it helps grow soccer a little bit more in our country. I don't know.
Right. You and I, we've talked about it, the casual. Now, it's the definition. Some things guys always ask, what do you guys talk about the casual fan? You are the casual fan. If you're not a soccer fan, to Carl's point, and you were watching the World Cup, like me, you know, you've been followed. Maybe you followed United. You had season tickets. You're not as intimately familiar with it because maybe you didn't play the sport as a kid growing up. Like, folks always feel qualified to speak on baseball or football or basketball. But it's something that, you know, there's a ceiling for it in America. And I think, you know, when they go toe-to-toe with the NFL and college football, they'll get lost. They'll get lost. From Sports Center, whoever you get your sports information nowadays, there's too many things going on in the fall in America for that. I think it's a tactical mistake by them, but we'll see if the sport does, to your point, grow and get some more eyeballs on it because of what we saw.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, guys have been asking me that, you know, what's this going to do for some? It's hard to say.
Right.
Every time a World Cup has happened and we've done fairly well, and again, the U.S. men's team did okay. The way we lost was disappointing, but the event itself was a hit. It has been a hit, and that's the thing. And so I can't tell you that it is, Mike, because, you know, again, I go back 20 years ago, well, it's going to grow soccer. Really didn't.
And there's things, and I get it. I see it all the time, and we hear it from the guys, and we hear it on social media. The aesthetics, you know, and for those who didn't go to college, aesthetics, basically, you know, the overall way it's presented and the vibe and everything. It's, and I'm being a wise ass, but I used to say people from Ballground, Georgia, Carl, but that seems even more, you know, of a put down. Mm-hmm. So let's take that out because we actually have three listeners in Ballground. We found that out when we were up there in Chattanooga that day. But anyway, guys, I digress. Point I'm getting to is the flopping and the writhing. There's the casual fan just cannot get his head around that. The guy who watches football or baseball just can't vibe it. That's why the NBA struggles with it.
It's the flopping can be hard to watch, but a lot of that is gamesmanship.
Right.
We saw it. You saw it yesterday.
And there wasn't all that much of it, as much of it yesterday as you might have expected, was there?
No, but you'll see it throughout the course of matches. Hey, man, as we've been talking about the Braves getting back to it, Ronald Acuna and Ha-Seong Kim are playing today. Both of are in rehab assignments, and you know they're working their way back to the big league team, and this means getting your at-bats, guys, getting your play in the field, and working your way back into a rhythm. And Mike just said to me, according to our buddy Grant McCauley, that Acuna went deep today.
Yeah, grand slam, apparently down there in down in Northport, or wherever they were playing.
So, look, please hurry home, okay?
Yeah,
hurry back.
Well, now, here's the thing, though. Drake, and we talked about this, something we brought up with Grant last week. Grant's off this week for us, but did we rush Drake Baldwin back? Because as a fan, you're going, come on already. But then you know, with the oblique strain, all you're going to do is make it worse. All the thing that you got to rest it. It's like a hamstring in its own way. The soft tissue type stuff. So it just stinks that, you know, Drake hopefully can get things cooking, but I don't want to have a false start with Ronald. I want Ronald to be 100% ready to go, but we need him to hit the ground running.
Yes, we do. More on the Braves coming up, guys. Last night was the ESPYs. Did you watch? Okay. So you can go see who won the awards. Look, the Knicks, big winners, obviously, and rightfully so. But I do want you to a couple of things because it's still undecided as to what LeBron is going to do. So, ironically, Steve Kerr was in his truck, in his car,
right,
and TMZ caught him, and they were asking him about LeBron. And I want you to hear what Steve Kerr said, because last night, Steph Curry was talking about his pitch to LeBron. Here is Kerr.
What's up, Kerr? How are
you guys doing? Good. Good.
Hey, we need to get LeBron, man.
But we need LeBron.
LeBron.
Oh, we got him.
Okay, that's good. And
put that on Twitter. Oh, we got him.
Okay, I got you.
Well, too late. We got him with Steve Kerr's right. comments to those fans. And look, if that's the case, then, you know, all this is like a magic trick, Mike. I mean, all this, right. this hoopla surrounding where LeBron's going to land, maybe this has been the plan all along, if that is correct.
Are you buying it? You're buying it or is he just pulling your chain?
I don't know. I mean, Steve Kerr, man... Does he say these kind of things? I don't know. I think he's a pretty honest guy. It's gotten him in trouble before where he said things right. about guys or players. But I don't know. Let me hear Steph Curry. What's Steph Curry's pitch to LeBron? What is he telling him?
The Bay, we know how to win. It's beautiful weather, great golf. I know he's into that. But like you said, the USA experience that we had, the battles that we had over the years, we just know how to play basketball, and I think that he would enjoy, you know, just the idea of what it means to finish your career the right way.
Okay,
all right. I mean, you know, we've heard from Sham Sharania that it's Cleveland, Miami, and Philadelphia, and Golden State was initially the story because it was supposed to be Anthony Davis roped into that when they were going to create this cap space, and the Wizards said, nah. He's not leaving. And then Draymond apparently moved his money or did some things which maybe creates more cap space. So I mean, look, it's fun. And everyone knows all these guys have egos. LeBron's got a big one. He's earned it, but he's going to milk this and have fun with it.
Yeah.
And have people. He loves this stuff.
Do you think Minnesota has a shot? No?
Well,
Ant-Man and LaMelo, no?
I mean, is that attractive to you, Minnesota? I mean,
dark horse.
Yeah, I mean, don't rule it out. I mean, who would ever have had Reggie White going to the Green Bay Packers right back in the early 90s, if you remember that?
That's true. Old just said no golf. that's true, especially during the winter time.
Yeah, those are some real winters. And soon enough, and again, it'll be apparently 9:30 when the sun comes up there. But that's a them problem.
All right, man. Other things that are going on. Adam Silver talking about the investigation into Kawhi Leonard. Mike, he says this investigation needs to be wrapped up before beginning of next season.
So wrap it up. Let's go while we're young.
He says it's going on longer than I would have hoped. Why is the question?
Well, I guess you got to use some forensic accounting, right? You got to get some folks in there to figure out. So the story was he's invested in some dummy corporation that they basically set up, and the whole thing was a fugazi or a fake out. So if it sounds to me like that's something the Attorney General of California might be wanting to look into, not just the NBA, but it was basically the same thing that got the 49ers in trouble way back when DeBartolo would put guys into real estate. Remember that?
Yeah.
And that would sort of, you're basically doing an end around the salary cap.
He also said that the Raptors and Clippers made a decision to pause the trade of Leonard to the Raptors. So that's new news. Mm-hmm. Like we just thought, okay, they'll wait to the. Now there's a pause on this trade. I mean, for me, does that mean this might not go through? I don't know, but it's kind of interesting. And if you've not heard from the Hawks standpoint, Mo Gay guy suffered a fractured left foot during a workout, and he's going to have surgery. Actually, he did today, Mike. He's going to be evaluated in 3 to 4 months. It doesn't sound like he'll be ready for the start of the season.
Now, we did add a lot of size, but it's all young, untested rookies. Jock Landale, he got a real big bump. He made more money, I think, than even his agent was expecting. But Jock will be there, and then we'll have all the other new pieces in there. I mean, you've got guys that can play the center position, but they're young. Right? I mean, look, I'm all for getting these guys the minutes. And I like Mo, and you said it. Mo does have an intensity and a toughness. You just need about 40 more pounds of lead in the dumper.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, hopefully he gets back. But, yeah, 3 to 4 months, and that doesn't sound like he'll be ready.
Well, do you think we're going to see some of these? I mean, how many minutes are we going to see for some of these dudes, you know, that we've talked about? I mean, I love to see Okafor get out there. Vasir, remember, he wasn't going to sign the two-way contract. You talked about it. Yep. So he's going to be on the bench, right?
He is. No, he's going to be on the big squad. And I think they plan on trying to use him, man. He's looked good in summer league. Again, summer league. But I do think, Mike, you got first-round talent in him. So I think you got to try to play him a little bit, you know. And how much time are we talking about? Well, it depends on what your plan is for Jock, right, and what's your rotation going to look like. Like, well, what are we talking about? Because during the season, guys, you guys know this, it gets tighter certainly in the playoffs, and you guys saw that when Richaché couldn't even get any run. But you're playing 10, 11 guys during the regular season, right? I mean, it's not uncommon, but I just don't know what that rotation is going to look like. But, yeah, I think he's going to get some playing time. Meanwhile –
and Vasir, by the way, for what it's worth, Okafor is 22. Vasir is 22.
Oh, yeah, they're young.
So, I mean, but they're not 19. You know what I'm saying? They had a lot of experience in the college game. I know there's no substitute for the NBA, but they're not exactly like 18, 19-year-old kids either.
I agree. And also, I think, you know, again – for us to be really successful, these guys have to contribute. You can't have Kingston just be an average guy and, you know, Mike Zuby come in and have, you know, 7 minutes a game. These guys have to be impactful.
And we played that audio and we talked about, I mean, leadership. It's, you know, guys all say they want it. We went and got it, you know, and we talked about it with Ansi Salé. If you saw the video, we played some of the audio earlier in the week where Fleming's basically, he sounds like a grown-up.
He does.
Like a leader.
Do you think Jason Tatum had anything to do with the whole Jaylen Brown thing? Do you?
I don't know, man. You know how passive aggressive these guys are, and everybody says one thing and does another, and now he's saying like, man, I don't know what happened with Jaylen. It's kind of weird not having him around. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that dynamic. It's funny how that never came out in Boston though. When they get under the fingernails, right, of the stars, and that maybe that was a dynamic. We'll find out. But it didn't. It wasn't ever a real talking point until Jaylen said what he said when the season ended.
Now, to Boston's credit, and look, this is a cautionary tale for the Hawks. You cannot have 70% of your cap tied up in two guys. It's not going to work. And that's part of the problem. They gave both of those guys supermax, Mike, and you got to figure out a way to get better players around a guy you want to build around, and that guy happened to be Tatum. But here's what he said last night. By the way, ESPYs, we were talking about it, asked about Jaylen Brown not being with the Celtics.
It's weird,
yeah,
right? I've been on the Celtics for 9 years, and he was my teammate every single one of those. You understand throughout the course of a career that the NBA is a business, and people change teams and change coaches and front office, but it doesn't make it any easier. There's still a human element of it that you feel those emotions. The city feels those emotions. But there's also a side of, like, we have to welcome our new teammates.
Okay. All right. I don't know, man. Look, that's a hard question. Sometimes I just feel like I want to hear guys. You've been my teammate for 9 years. We've been together a decade. And that happens. The real emotion is, man, I'm not happy about it, right? But he didn't. It's like, okay, yeah, it's a business, and okay, so we got to welcome. I hear you. You've got time to welcome your teammates, but I don't know, Mike. I don't know if there was a riff, and I don't want to, you know, be presumptuous about that, but I just feel like that is interesting to me.
I just searched it, and there was an article in the Boston Globe, this is after the trade went down, that said that
a beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now, but home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
They were buddies, love and respect on the court, but non-existent. Non-existent friendship off the court. And Chomp Sharania apparently retweeted that.
Yeah. That's why I asked about, did he have something to do with it? Hey, man, we got a lot more to dive into. We're going to talk more about the Braves coming up. Also, we'll get to some NFL conversations, guys, as we continue to count down to the start of training camp. We will be there every single day, bringing you the latest on the Falcons and the progressions of our quarterbacks and what's going on. And also, Mike, Malachi Hosley is going to join us, Georgia Tech running back, as they are at ACC Media Days. He's going to join us coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck. So neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.